Now, this is what we pros call an action shot. Cameraman ready?
Ready.
Have you got the food, Mrs. Milrock?
Coming. There you are, Mother's little darling. Now do what the nice man says.
Step back, everybody. When I get her to smile, snap her picture quick, Barney boy. Now, my little angel, smile. Coochie, coochie, coochie. Come on, give me that great big smile. Come on, give it to me.
She sure gave it to you.
Boy, what a way to spend a vacation trying to take Dino to the vet for a shot. There's only one way to grab a wily dinosaur, and that's to sneak up on him when he's snoozing. One mention of the word shot, he'll be off like a herd of water buffaloes. Easy now.
Fred, haven't you taken Dino for a shot yet?
Thanks, Wilma. You're a big help.
Oh, Fred, why did you give up? We can just have the vet make a house call.
Nothing doing. This is a challenge. No dinosaur is going to make a donkey out of me. It's no use, Dino. You may as well give up. Gotcha. Okay, Dino, I'm taking you in. I can last as long as you can. You better give up. Uh-oh. Hold it. Hold it! Well, at least I got you, and I'm not letting go until we get to the vets. Thanks, Doc. I'll pick him up later. Boy. If it isn't pick up Dino, it's pick up meat at the market. Now look who wants to be picked up.
Going my way?
Hop in, Barney.
Thanks, Fred.
Oh, come on. Let's go. Thank me some other time.
Well, it was nice of you to pick me up.
If I do much more picking up, somebody's going to have to pick me up off the floor.
Staying home on our vacation is the best idea we ever had, Fred. It'll save us a lot of dough.
Yeah, but I didn't figure we'd have to do the shopping.
Well, what's the difference? We didn't have nothing to do anyway.
Maybe you didn't, Barney, but this was going to be my put-and-take week.
Put-and-take? Well, what does that mean?
I was going to put a couple of points on my bowling score and take a couple off my golf score. Well, here we are, Barney boy, the Bedrock Drugstore.
Hey, they're having a dollar sale.
Yeah. I think I'll buy some if they're cheap enough.
Well, afternoon, Barney. Long time no see.
You maybe ought to have your glasses changed, Harry.
Oh, Barney, you are the one. And how's your charming wife today?
As charming as usual.
And your friend, old Fatso Flintstone, I notice he still hasn't found out where the public library is.
This ain't a free reading room, you know.
It just so happens, wise guy. I ain't reading. I'm looking at the pictures. Say now, this looks interesting. Wow. Real horrible tales. Well, you don't have to make them that real. Hey, hold it. What do you think you're doing?
I'm buying a comic book.
Not that one you ain't. I was just going to look at it.
But this is the one I want.
The rules of this game, Sonny, is first come, first serve.
Well, I got it first.
But I seen it first.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that.
Don't they teach kids manners anymore? Hey, wait a minute. I'm not finished yet.
I have a paying customer for this magazine. Do you mind? Thank you.
Snitcher.
Say now, I've never seen this magazine before. Profits and pictures for amateurs. Why not turn your leisure time hobby into cash? Cash? That's a great idea. Hey, Barney, I got it, Barney!
You have? Well, maybe Harry can give you something to get rid of it.
I wish I had something to get rid of him.
All right. Never mind the cracks. Just let me see the best camera you got.
You really want to buy something for cash?
And money is no object.
Maybe not to you, but I'm stingy. This is an instant Polaroid.
Say, that looks pretty good.
I don't think your friend can use it. You got to know how to count to 10.
All right, wise guy. We'll take it.
We?
Don't argue, Barney. Pay the man.
That's my buddy. When he buys, I pay. Fred, we don't know nothing about photography.
What's to know? You point the camera and snap the picture.
Yeah, but how do you know what to point the camera at?
It tells how in the book. The best pictures are subjects that excite the photographer most. It's easy.
Well, you mean you can make a living just taking pictures of food?
Oh, you're asking for it.
The boys will be back soon, Betty. We better have some more errands for them.
Yeah, first day of vacation, and they're getting underfoot already.
Isn't it the truth? Oops, out of water again. A little more pressure, please.
Wow, this makes the 10th snoot full. They must be washing every dish in the house.
I wish we had enough saved for a dishwashing machine.
Say, that reminds me. I saw the one you wanted at 50% off.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, right after lunch, we'll get my money out of the bank and buy it.
Please do. I'm getting dishpan quills.
Wilma, baby, we're home.
Fred sounds pretty cheerful.
Yes, it worries me.
Baby doll, how would you like to be the wife of a very wealthy photographer?
I'd rather stay married to you.
This is our ticket to fame and fortune. Now, wait till I get it in focus. And this is what we pros call a headshot.
Oh, well, half a head's better than none.
Just take a look at this.
Very nice. Fred, how much did you pay for that camera?
I have not spent one thin dime.
Barney?
Well, what could I do? I was outvoted.
Well, you take it right back.
Just a minute, Betty. Boys, will you excuse us for a minute? It's not an expensive camera, Betty. Let them keep it. I'll pay for half of it, and it'll keep them out of trouble for the rest of their vacation.
Wilma, you're a genius.
Fred, if you and Barney want to be photographers, go ahead.
Well, I'm glad you see things my way for once. Shall we take our leave, Mr. Rubble?
Yeah, let's take it. And a Zooby Scooby Dooby.
They look like they're going to enjoy their vacation.
I don't know about them, but I know we will.
Out, Dino.
Okay. Come along. Be a good boy. Okay, partner, where do we start?
Well, what's it say in the photography book?
Well, let's see. Page one, baby pictures. No parent can resist having a picture taken of his lovable youngster.
Yeah, that's it.
But who do we know who's got a lovable youngster?
Barney, to parents, all youngsters are lovable, even as you and me once were.
True. Hey, didn't Harvey Milrock's wife just have a baby?
That's right, a little girl. Well, what are we waiting for?
Hey, the sign says male. You said it was a female.
Barney, do you want to be a professional photographer or an amateur comedian?
Did I hear a car, dear?
It's that noisy Fred Flintstone and his shadow, Barney Rubble.
Oh, boy. Probably with another one of their harebrained schemes.
Don't you dare let them in.
Hey, the Mill Rocks must have moved. There's a family named Quarantine living here now.
Hey, Hob! It's Fred Flintstone! I come to take a picture of your lovable youngster. Absolutely free of charge.
That ought to get him out here.
Sorry, buddy, there's nobody home.
That's getting the old foot in the door, Fred.
It's a free picture, Hob.
Did you say free?
I did.
Come right in, old buddy, come in.
Look at the little darling. You must admit she's very pretty.
Yeah.
And very slippery, too.
Remember, Fred, you said it was for free.
Absolutely. Of course, there'll be a small charge for the hundreds of copies you'll probably want for your friends and relatives. Now, don't expect ordinary type baby pictures. We do the unusual type poses. Get this, Barney. Hurry, get a close-up.
Right, Fred. Now we give it a little bit of hocus focus, a little bit of watch the birdie, and then we clickety-click.
Yowch!
And here, my good friends, is a picture you'll be proud to send to all your friends and relatives.
Now, this is what we pros call an action shot. Cameraman ready?
Ready.
Have you got the food, Mrs. Millrock?
Coming. There you are, Mother's little darling. Now do what the nice man says.
Step back, everybody. When I get her to smile, snap her picture quick, Barney boy. Now, my little angel, smile! Coochie, coochie, coochie! Come on, give me that great big smile! Come on, give it to me!
She sure gave it to you.
These candid shots are really our specialty. I think we got a masterpiece.
Give her back that bar of soap, Barney. That'll make a cute picture.
Right.
I guarantee this to be a real knockout.
My. The things some people try to send through the mail. I hope you're not going airmail, Mr. Flintstone. At the new rate per pound, you'd cost a fortune.
This'll make a great shot.
Hold still now, Dino. Get ready, Barney. Hey, isn't that dangerous?
No, the baby won't hurt, Dino.
Yep.
Dino, come back!
My baby! Fred Flintstone, you bring my baby right back here!
I'm gonna sue you for every dime you've got!
Dino, come back here! Dino, wait! Hold it!
Do you think Harv will really sue you, Fred?
What for? I got his kid back, didn't I? Forget it. And what's it say on page 2 of that photography book?
Let's see. A sense of humor is important for a photographer.
Now, if there's anything I got, you know it's a sense of humor.
Boy, you sure broke me up taking those baby pictures.
Gag pictures. That's the angle. Look at that. Get the camera, Barney.
Oh, boy, what a shot. You mean that sign that says men at work?
Yeah, but what's this guy doing?
Just sleeping, that's all. Hey, that's funny.
Yeah. Shh. Now be quiet. I don't want to wake him up and spoil the shot. A picture like this should be worth a bundle. Now to make sure I got everything in and the focus is just right.
One picture like that could lose me my job, wise guy. Very funny.
You think that's funny? You should have seen him taking baby pictures.
Ah,
this is what we're gonna specialize in, nature pictures.
Yeah, here you can't get clobbered. What's up, Fred?
You hear anything?
Well, just birds chirping.
Just birds? There's a pterodactyl nest around here. Don't that mean anything to you?
Well, yeah, it means there's a mother pterodactyl around someplace, and I'm getting the heck out of here.
Barney, come here. I found them. Now, there's a picture you don't see very often.
The less often, the better for our health.
And I know just how to get that picture.
You do?
Yep, yep, from the tip of that branch.
Well, that branch won't hold you, Fred. You're too heavy.
Yeah, I think you might be right, Barney. So you get out there. Here's the camera. Come on, I'll give you a boost. You know something? You might be a little too heavy, too. But we gotta take that gamble. Will you be careful? I don't want to lose this picture.
How about losing me? Hey, I just had a thought. How am I going to get back up?
We'll worry about that after you get the picture. First things first. Uh-oh. It's the mother pterodactyl. Duck, Barney.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Careful, Barney. Careful with that camera.
Oh, you're telling the wrong one to be careful. Hey, help!
Don't panic, Barney. Say, as long as you're up there, why don't you get some aerial shots?
She's heading right for you, Fred. Now smile and I'll take your picture. Whoops!
How's this?
You all right, Fred?
Get off my back.
Gee, I hope the camera didn't get busted. There it is. It looks okay.
Forget it, Barney. As of this moment, we're retiring from the photography business.
Hey, look, the camera must have snapped our picture when it hit the ground.
Come on, Barney, let's go bowling.
Say, that was great. That was the funniest thing I ever saw. Imagine a human being bombed by another human that was dropped by a pterodactyl. The only trouble is nobody would ever believe it.
The picture, Barney?
Right.
Seeing is believing.
Great, just great. I'm a reporter on the Bedrock Gazette. My editor will pay money for a picture like this. You interested in making a deal?
Are we? Take us to your leader, Mac. Now, just let's get one thing straight. You ain't dealing with a couple of amateurs.
Oh, I could tell that in a minute.
And you don't get the picture for a cent less than $2.
It's a deal. I was ready to give the chump 200. Anytime you get more pictures like this, we'll buy them.
Just keep the cash handy. We work fast.
You better get some new equipment. That camera's no good for newspaper work.
Funny you should say that. We were just on our way to get a whole new outfit.
Where are we going to get the money for a new outfit, Fred?
Well, you got some loot in the bank, ain't you?
Yeah, but that's Betty's dishwashing machine money.
So borrow it for a while.
Oh, I don't know, Fred.
It's simple arithmetic, Barney.
It don't add up for me.
Look, it took us a minute to get that picture, right?
Well...
And at $2 a minute, Barney, this is the chance of a lifetime. Now, come on, let's get that dough.
Do we really need all this equipment, Fred?
Like what, for instance?
Oh, like the submersible lens for taking pictures underwater on nights when there's a full moon.
Barney, how long is it going to take me to convince you that I know what I'm doing?
Well, I'm sorry, Fred. I was only asking.
Put that stuff in the car and let's go home. Right after lunch, we'll hit the road to fame and fortune.
Gee, I wouldn't want to miss that sale. I hope the boys aren't late for lunch.
Are you kidding? The last time Fred was late for a meal was, come to think of it, he's got a perfect eating record.
Wilma!
And still undefeated, Fred Flintstone.
Hiya, girls. What's for lunch?
The usual. A 5-pound brontosaurus steak.
When are you going to have something different?
Like what, Mr. Flintstone?
Like a 10-pound brontosaurus steak.
Look, would you boys mind driving Wilma and me downtown after lunch?
With the greatest of pleasure, Mrs. Rubble.
What are you going to do downtown?
Well, there's a big sale at Gimrock's. I'm going to take our money out of the bank and get that dishwasher.
We'll not only drive you down, but we'll pick you up. You're going to the bank?
Let's go, Barney.
Fred, where are you going?
We just remembered an important appointment.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Now we'll have to take the bus.
Now we're really in trouble.
Look, Barney, look. It'll take the girls at least 2 hours to get downtown by bus. So we get a bunch of news pictures, collect our dough, and beat them to the bank.
But where are we going to get the pictures?
If you was going to be news, where would you be?
Dropping from a pterodactyl onto your head.
It's always me who has to do the thinking.
Hey, Fred, I've been up here for an hour already. This ain't news unless I break the flagpole sitting record.
Well, what's the record?
104 days.
Now he tells me. Get down from there, fathead.
That's what we'll do. We'll go to the bank and get a loan on our equipment and have the dough back when the girls get there. Yeah, but will they lend us enough?
For this valuable stuff, are you kidding?
Are you kidding? I'm a bank manager, not a junk dealer. Out, out, out! There's a second-hand store just down the street.
Hey, shall we try the second-hand store, Fred?
Nah, we couldn't get enough. Why do you let me con you into these nutty ideas, Barney?
Because we're friends, and friends gotta listen to friends.
Well, from now on, Barney, watch where you're going, Mac.
How'd you like a fat lip, bud?
Hold it, Rocky. We don't want any trouble with this guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm terribly sorry, sir. Please forgive me. It won't happen again.
Okay. Now, let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. From now on, Barney, you gotta promise you'll never listen to anything this friend says. Nothing.
Okay, Fred, if that's the way you want it.
Help! Help, please! Help! It's a holdup! Help! Stop them! Help!
It's a holdup. Give me the camera, quick.
Sorry, Fred. You told me not to listen to you.
Don't be technical. This is the chance of a lifetime. Smile, gentlemen. Got it. Yabba-dabba-doo.
Somebody just took our picture.
Whoa.
That goony-looking guy getting into the car over there.
Uh-oh. Those robbers are coming after us, Fred.
We'll outrun them. Take the camera, Barney. Got it with your life.
Chief Fred, I think we should have stayed with taking pictures of the lovable youngsters.
Hang on, I'm going to turn down this side street.
Now we got them. They turned into a dead-end street.
Good, block the entrance.
Hide the camera, Barney.
Well, sure, but where?
Any place. Here they come.
Let's get them, Knuckles.
Right, Roger.
Okay, hand it over.
We give up. Here's the camera.
Thanks for the cooperation. It's the cops. Let's beat it, Rockjaw.
Wait a minute. I'll bust the camera first.
Oh, Barney, I told you to guard that camera with your life.
Sorry, Fred, but I did save a little something. A picture.
Yabba-dabba-doo! Rock Bugle Gazette, here we come. Oh, boy. 10, 20, 30, 40. Just enough, Barney. We can put Betty's money back now.
Oh, I hope they don't get to the bank before we do.
Let's go. Well, we made it, Barney.
Yeah, Betty will never know we used her money.
Now let's go home and enjoy our vacation.
After today, we need one.
Oh, my aching back.
Oh, boy, I got bruises on top of my bruises.
So help me, Barney. I've had it. I'll never take another picture.
Yeah, that goes double.
Oh, Barney.
In here, Betty.
You awake, Fred?
Sure. You want Barney and me to bring in Betty's dishwasher?
She didn't get one.
Uh-uh. We put our money together and got a surprise for you both.
A surprise?
Uh-huh. Stand up, close your eyes, and hold out your hands.
So you both can enjoy your vacation together, we got you these.
Cameras?
Yes, the best we could buy.
Gee, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's swell.
Well, come on, Fred. Let's go get clobbered some more. Take some more pictures.
Yeah. Why didn't I pick a safe hobby like wrestling saber-toothed tigers? Oh, boy.